Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will give some garden tips, along with updating you all on all the upcoming activities coming through KSRE, like the upcoming controlled burn training, March 26th. But first, as a part of last week's Severe Weather Preparedness Week, we want you all to be prepared as possible for potential severe spring weather. Here are a few guidelines to follow during the severe fire weather month. Understanding the situations of wildfires is important. When our county issues burn bans or no burn orders, please obey them. Here are some tips for being prepared. Clear brush away from your home or other structures. Clear your gutters and roof of debris. Have a basic emergency kit ready to go in case of evacuation. Plan escape routes for you and all of your family. Review insurance policies to make sure that you have adequate coverage on your farm property. Ensure that you have a way to receive alert notices. And do not light campfires, bonfires, or open fire flames outside that could start a fire. Hopefully, with this moisture this last week, our fire danger will be low. In my gardening news, gardening provides a variety of wellness benefits for all ages. Keeping your garden safe for all ages helps increase usability, says the K-State Horticulture Department. Gardeners need to focus on three areas: tasks, tools, and design. If you're gardening with a child, plan to spend plenty of time exploring and learning alongside them. Spending hours kneeling and weeding is going to put a strain on our joints, which can result in long-term damage. KSRE recommends spending 15 minutes weeding each day, followed by a task that requires different movements and posture. Supplement your harvest by visiting the farmer's market this summer. One can grow and focus on a few different plants and get other vegetables you like by supporting the local farmers. Identify ways to improve accessibility, such as using raised beds or maybe even increasing the raised beds to a standing height. Other tasks include minimize the maintenance required, maybe by using a container garden, and limit the garden size. For our garden tools, proper maintenance of tools is important. Use lightweight tools, such as those made from plastic, carbon, fiber, and aluminum handles. Select tools with long handles, as this prevents bending over to work and adding strain to the back. But don't forget the short-handled tools, because they may be a better fit for gardeners while seated. Kneeling pads and garden seats allow the gardener to sit while weeding and planting. And invest in a good pair of gloves that will accommodate any gardening task to protect you from cuts and the potential for infection. And for your garden design, garden pathways should be kept smooth and level to reduce the risk of falls. One can use window boxes, raised beds, and a multitude of container types to facilitate gardening while standing or sitting. Keep the size of the planters less than 3 feet across to reduce the need for reaching. All points in this size of a planter can be reached with a small-handled tools. Remember, the garden should allow for rest and relaxation. Have a comfortable seat in the shade around the garden for enjoyment. On days that are predicted to be hot, do the gardening work in the early morning hours. And bring your phone with you to the garden, as it is important, along with all of your items that you will need, to make less trips back to the storage shed or garage. There are many considerations to make when designing a garden that is safe for everyone. In my farming news, time is running out to sign up at the FSA office for the PLC or ARC endorsements. The deadline is March 15th to choose your elections and sign your contracts. You can call their office at 620-241-1836 to get signed up. In other extension news, we are having a prescribed burn training on March 26th. This will include an educational program along with a live burn and a tour of equipment used for a controlled burn. The facilitator will be Casey Olson, an animal science and industry professor from K-State University. The day's activities are free to attend by all, and we start at 1 o'clock with a light lunch and an educational program and a tour of the Canton Rural Fire District on Main Street in Canton. At 1 o'clock, the control burn will be at the burn site of 1103 25th Avenue in Canton. RSVP for this training will be by March 25th, and you can do that by calling the McPherson County office at 620-241-1523. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office with any of your ag questions. I hope you have a great start to your week.